So 3 years ago when we spoke, there was only one product, which was a face product. And in fact, there were questions even then, can we have it for the whole body? But could you talk about the other products that you developed in the, in the past 3 years?
Yeah, definitely. So once we developed the face product, the second product that we thought that was important to bring was a body product, because we wanted to treat your skin as a whole, not only your face. We recognize that your skin is an organ, so we needed to really improve the health of your skin entirely. And so we developed this body product that contains the peptide, contains a lower concentration of the peptide, because our body, differently from our face, is not as exposed to sun damage and other damage as our face is. So it has a lower concentration of the peptide, but has also other ingredients that support on, again, soothing, hydration, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory. So one of them, we have ceramides that helps your skin barrier. We have sulforaphane, that's a very potent antioxidant. It's a molecule that's also studied a lot in the longevity studies. We have another very hydrating ingredient that's called Centerella mushroom extract. And that one can hold up to 400 times more water than hyaluronic acid. So it's a very, very potent, like, moisturizing. And the results that we have seen with this product is really they are really impressive, because they are not only improving your skin health in terms of appearance, but they are making your skin thicker. So mainly for older people, we see that the skin gets thinner and starts like to getting weaker and bruising easily over time. So people have been able to have a stronger skin and avoid like the skin to tear as easily, to bruise as easily. So it has brought a lot of impact and improved the quality of life for those customers. And then after that, we developed like a cleanser. So basically the cleanser is just like a basic step of your of any skincare routine that you needed to cleanse your skin every day. If you apply sunscreen or if you use makeup or whatever, you need at the end of the day to remove all that dirt or impurities that accumulate on your skin. So this cleanser, what we could show is that it also helps the peptide to absorb better. So with the test that we did in the lab, when we cleanse the skin with PrEP, that's the facial cleanser, it more than doubles the absorption of the peptide, meaning that the peptide will be able to penetrate better in the skin and will be more effective in promoting the benefits to your face. And then the next product that we developed was an eye product, because as we were studying the differences of the skin of our face, our body, and our eye, we noticed that the skin around our eyes is thinner, is around 5 times thinner than the skin around, you know, the rest of the face. And there are studies showing that when you measure the biological age just under or above your eyes, it's 20 to 30 years older than the skin around your temples. So it's as we know, it ages faster, but we didn't know that aged that faster. we decided to create a formulation that was more potent to counteract the aging, the accelerated aging in the skin of around our eyes. So for that product, we increased the concentration of OS1 peptide. So we have the highest concentration so far. And we added other ingredients that also help on puffiness, on dark circles, and also improving firmness and hydration in the skin. And we ran clinical studies, as I said, for all of our products, and the eye clinical studies results are the strongest one that we have seen so far. So we saw very significant improvements in elasticity, that we measured with an instrument. So it's quantitative improvement. It's just not subjective perception of like 24%. And hydration was above 33%. Skin barrier also improved. So, and the before and afters of this eye product is really, really impressive as well. We see a lot of customers that they have the eyelid like drooping, that it basically showed like a lifting effect, almost like if they have done like a blepharoplastic surgery. So that has been really interesting to see how developing a very specific formulation led to very impressive results. And then finally, the last product that we developed was a sunscreen. So it's a mineral sunscreen that it's safe. It doesn't penetrate in your skin. So it creates like a physical barrier. And it doesn't feel like a sunscreen. It spreads really easily on your face. Doesn't leave you a white cast. And on this sunscreen, we also added the peptide because it's not only protecting against sun damage, it's also helping to repair sun damage that you have accumulated over the years. And we also added like 5 antioxidants that helps counteract free radicals that we also generate on a daily, day-to-day exposure to environmental stressors. So it's a very potent sunscreen that is designed not only to protect, but also to repair sun damage. And that's basically it. We don't intend to create too many more products in terms of, we believe that your skincare routine should be simple. So it's a cleanser, a moisturizer, an eye cream, and a sunscreen, and then you have the body lotion. And so everyone can do it, women, men. It's basically for everyone that's looking to improve their skin health.
What would a daily routine look like? Like when would you use the cleanser, and how often should you use the skin ones?
Yeah. So the cleanser you can use only at night. So before bed, you wash your face, you cleanse your face. So you remove, again, all the impurities, and then you apply the eye cream and then the face moisturizer. If you shower in the night, I would also apply the body lotion after shower. I shower in the morning, so in the morning after shower, I apply the body lotion, I apply the face cream, and the sunscreen. You can also apply the eye twice a day if you want more results. But definitely the face and the sunscreen. And you don't need to cleanse your skin again in the morning because it's already clean from the night before. So during your sleep, your skin is not getting dirtier. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, depends what you do. Okay. So the skin is actually an organ, right? So it impacts other parts of the body. So if you're using like the body lotion on all your skin, does that have any systemic effect?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's one of the things that we learned as we were developing the research that yes, as your skin ages and your skin barrier weakens, it basically becomes more susceptible to infections, to several pathogens, and this can cause your skin to be more inflamed. And this inflammation that's coming from our skin can actually impact our systemic levels of inflammation. So there was already a study published connecting this. And then we decided to run a clinical study in which we had participants applying the body lotion twice a day for 3 months. And then we collected blood before they started the study and after 3 months, and we could see a significant decrease in some inflammatory cytokines such as IL-8, and we also saw a trend of decreasing the levels in several other cytokines that are related to inflammation. More than that, when we did, and this was a double double-blind placebo study. So we compared with a cream that is in the market that doesn't contain any active. It's just made of emollient. So it's basically just supposed to create like a physical barrier, but not designed to repair your skin. And the results that we got that is that our product decreased on the right direction, the level of cytokines, while this other product sometimes didn't decrease or increase. And we also saw the perception of the participants in terms of improvements was around like 70 to 80% with our product and only 40% with the control product. So there was a very interesting correlation on their subjective perception and the cytokines that we analyzed as we collected blood. And this study was run by at least the measure of the cytokines by a third party. So we are not running in-house. It's something that's completely outsourced. So it makes it more valid in terms of us not being biased on generating the results. But it was very interesting. I think what it showed is that, yes, as we age, our skin, it is getting inflamed. And if we can repair and reduce that inflammation from our skin and make our skin stronger, we can improve the health of your skin, and that will impact the health of our body as well. So we will be working. Actually, we already submitted this manuscript for a publication. So we hope in the next few months it will be available for the public so we can share with your community as well.